I want to encourage you, you can access the miraculous life of God in your everyday life. God wants to reveal to you His truth, His will for your life through the Spirit. We see here in 1 Corinthians 2 verse 10, but God has revealed them to us through His Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. God wants to show you the deep things that He has planned for you from His heart in your life. I used to be a farmer and I farmed with wheat. And I remember this one year, I had all my orders ready. My fertilizer was ordered. My seed was ordered. And I was ready to get going for the season with my sowing program. And as I was getting ready, I suddenly had this unpeace come over my heart. I thought about this unpeace and then I said, God, what must I do? And I felt the Holy Spirit telling me, go pray in tongues for a while. So I went to sit on a little hill there on my farm. I had a little church there behind the church. I went to sit and I just prayed in tongues. And I took half an hour out to pray in tongues. That was quite a long time to pray in tongues because after 5 minutes, usually our mind starts working. But God had to quiet my heart down. And after about half an hour, suddenly I just felt a voice that said to me, leave it. That was so simple. But I just listened to that voice at that moment and I went to my wife and I said to her, Andrea, I'm not going to sow this year. I'm just going to leave it. And she felt that's the right thing to do. So I canceled the fertilizer order, canceled the seed order, ran into one of my neighbors in that week after that. And he said to me, what are you sowing this year? And I said, I'm not sowing. And he said, oh, well, can I rent your fields then? And I said, well, you can rent it. So he rented my fields and he started paying me for my fields immediately. And so I had like a cash flow for the rest of that season. And then eventually he sowed oats. I would have sowed wheat. And in that area, it was a missed harvest on the wheat. The wonderful thing about the oats is it can get rain at a later stage and then it can still give a good harvest. And so what happened was he sowed the oats and it gave a good harvest at a later stage. And he actually made bales and then and after that, he paid me also per bale. And so I made money through the season and then I also made a harvest from the money he paid me for the bales. I made like more than double I would have made. In fact, I would have not made anything. I would have made a big loss. And that came through being quiet and hearing the voice of God and God just speaking to my heart and telling me that I should leave it. Sometimes it's not about the busyness and the things you do one after the other that will actually bring you success. Sometimes it's the things that you don't do that will bring you success and God will bring another plan. So I want to challenge you and I also want to encourage you. Let God speak to your heart. If there's a situation that you get unpeace about, follow that unpeace and first go speak to God about it. And when God speaks to you through that still small voice and it gives you peace, follow that voice. God's Holy Spirit will every time bring miraculous things into your life by doing that. And you will experience His miraculous power that you can also share with other people. And it will be wonderful testimonies of God's goodness towards you and towards the people that you minister to. Always remember, you are highly favored and deeply loved.